This can be a good way of gaining dopamine and oxytocin, where you can have an elevated mood, where you're happier, healthier, can be hugely beneficial. Another thing is you get definitely more energy and alertness, which helps me to be able to focus if I'm going to be on a sales call or if I'm going to be doing a podcast like this.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It's your host, Adam Adams. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about something a little bit different, something that definitely is going to help you if you implement it. It'll help you as a podcaster, but it won't just help you as a podcaster. It'll also help you as a business owner. It'll also help you as a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, a partner, a spouse. And really what we're going to be talking about is something that is about biohacking, something today that's biohacking. And what inspired a series of these episodes about biohacking that can help you as a podcaster and other things, what inspired it is me thinking about a new year. Now, you could be listening to this at any month at all, but I'm recording this toward the beginning of a new year. And when we are trying to fix something, correct something, reflect on something, and improve, we always look back at our habits and those daily habits that we can do that can make us better at our podcast and our business and so on. The biohacking idea that I want to talk about is something that I've been implementing for a little over a year, and it's been incredibly helpful for me. And one of the things that it's helped me to be able to do is to be able to attack difficult or challenging problems. It's allowed me to be willing to be uncomfortable. It's allowed me to be able to get out and do the things that I need to do. It's allowed me to say less, fewer times, to say that I don't feel like doing that. And what we're talking about is something called cold exposure. And there's quite a bit of benefits to you as a podcaster, just as a human, really, that can come from some type of cold exposure. One of the things that I use cold exposure for is when I'm going to have a meeting and, for example, a podcast episode that I'm going to be putting out or a meeting with potential client, and I feel a little worn out or tired, for example, and I've found that I feel amazing after a little bit of cold exposure. So I want to tell you the different types of cold exposure. And then I'll also tell you a list of other benefits that you could get if you spent a little bit of time making this a daily practice for yourself. So there's a few types of cold exposure. One of the easiest ones is to splash your face with cold water. So basically, just like you see in the movies all the time, when somebody wakes up and they go and wash their face with cold water. When you do that, it triggers endorphins. It wakes you up. It makes you feel a lot better. It can also close off some of your pore. It can also close the pores so you're less likely to get acne on your face. So there's a bunch of benefits. Cold exposure, the beginning number would be the easiest. It would be just keep getting your face a little bit of cold water. Maybe a step two would be actually just to get a big bowl and put ice and water in it and to put your face in that. Or to grab one of your cold rag or a ice pack from your freezer and put that on your face. If you want to go a step further, a little bit harder, you could actually get in a cold shower. You could jump in a shower and you could turn it on completely cold. A couple ways to do this is one, let the water warm up, take your hot shower, and then turn it to cold the very, very end. And see if you can last for 10 seconds or 20 seconds or 1 or 2 minutes. If you want to go a step further than that, then you would start a shower with cold. So you might go straight into the shower before it has a chance to warm up, turn it all the way hot, jump in, and the cold is going to hit you unless somebody has warmed it up for you. The cold's going to hit you first and then it'll warm up. Another option that I've been doing is you turn the water on complete cold. And you try that for a minute or two, and then you turn it to hot. Of course, it's going to take a little while to warm up if no one else warmed it up. So you get that extra minute or two. And you could also go to cryotherapy. Cryotherapy blows this super duper cold mist on you. Another option is an ice bath or a cold plunge. You could do this in a river. You could do this in a lake during the winter Or like me, I have an ice bath out on my patio. And this morning when I did it, it was 35 degrees, very, very brisk. And I spent about 4 minutes in there. So these are some ideas for cold exposure. There are more, but let's move on because I think that some of these benefits might surprise you, where you might think to yourself, man, if I got that, then I would get these other benefits as well. So number one, it increases your testosterone. That's beneficial for both men and women. There's women out there that are unaware that they think that they're not supposed to have testosterone, or they think that testosterone would do something bad for them. That's not the case. Testosterone is good for all of us. It helps us build muscle. It helps us sleep better. It helps us to be able to have a more active, I don't know if I want to share this necessarily. It helps us to be able to, should I say it, have a more active and fulfilling sex life as well. So there's a lot of benefit for men and women if we are to be able to increase our testosterone, like being able to sleep better, et cetera. And there's another piece that many people say that it increases. It feels like it increases it to me, but the data, some of the data says it definitely does do this, and some of the data is inconclusive. But a lot of people say that it improves your human growth hormone. A human growth hormone, if you're a kid, will allow you to be taller or be able to gain more weight. Human growth hormone, if you're an adult, does a lot of other benefits, like helps you be stronger. It helps you to be able to build muscle faster. When you build muscle, you can lose fat easier. So both of those benefits are there. One of them has more data on it. Another thing is it'll boost your immune system. So the truth is, like 100% true, I have not felt sick ever since I did daily cold plunges. I have not felt sick. I've got a friend who had done them for one full year, and he said he had never been sick, not even once. I've got another friend who runs ice baths for people out in Tulum, and he hasn't been sick in several years. So the point that I'm making is your immune system will be activated and boosted so that you're less likely to get sick. And if you're less likely to get sick, then you probably aren't going to lose your voice. And if you're not going to lose your voice, then you'll be able to work more. You'll be able to do more appointments with potential clients. And of course, if you're a podcaster and you're not going to lose your voice, then you're going to be able to record more episodes and be ahead of the game instead of behind the eight ball and stressed. So boosting your immune system is beneficial for so many reasons. Another thing that happens is you'll get these things called cold shock proteins, and they go in and clean your liver. They go in and benefit your liver, improve your liver, get rid of fatty tissue from the liver that could, you might get fatty tissue by eating too much sugar. You might get fatty tissue on your liver by too much sugar, too much alcohol is another one, and also too much stress. Okay, if you have too much alcohol, too much sugar, or too much stress, then you get a fatty liver. And the fatty liver is very, very unhealthy for you. It lowers your life expectancy. So if you're able to get those cold shock proteins into your liver, you're able to clean that up. And that can be a huge benefit. You also, like I said in the beginning of the episode, you also gain more discipline and willpower, meaning when you want to do something that is difficult or challenging, like go door knocking for your job, or to go call and prospect for your job, or to ask that person out on a date, when you want to do something that's a little uncomfortable for you and you have a regimen of doing something every day, like jumping in an ice bath, for example, you're more likely to be able to move forward on things that otherwise would have been difficult. So it increases your discipline and willpower. It speeds up something called autophagy or autophagy. Autophagy is something where it goes in and cleans blood cells probably included, but old cells. So what ends up happening is our cells have a life expectancy. They get older, they start not performing as well. They eventually will die off. Some of them, if they are procreating or reproducing, if they're splitting while they're in an unhealthy state, then we're going to get two poor cells. Autophagy, what it ends up doing is it kills off the bad cells and it makes room for, and it gives more energy to brand new cells so that we can be able to grow. So that does a couple things. It can reduce cancer. It can make us healthier. It can make us look younger. For example, it benefits our skin and everything like that. So autophagy is something that you want, that will help you. Another thing it'll just simply improve your mood. How does it do that? It gives you a beneficial dopamine and oxytocin. The dopamine and oxytocin are things that we get from lots of different things. We get them when we are making love with our partner. We get them when we're exercising. We get them when we're out in the sun. We get them when we're laughing with a comedian. We get them for so many reasons on our phone. We get them gambling. There's good and bad ways of getting dopamine or oxytocin. Of course, we could take drugs. We could take marijuana, cocaine, or a number of other things to increase either dopamine or oxytocin, but those aren't necessarily good ways. So what they say, what the scientists are saying is we can sniff some cocaine, for example, and that will give us energy for about 15 minutes. That'll increase our dopamine and our happiness for about 15 minutes. Well, getting in an ice bath for about 3 minutes and hopping out will increase our dopamine and oxytocin, our happiness, our mood in elevation. It'll increase that usually for about 4 hours. Now, for me, I definitely notice it for a couple of hours. I feel incredible. And I would say that I probably notice it all day, a little bit of it all day, but I really feel a huge amount. And with things like coffee that give you dopamine, things like cocaine that could give somebody dopamine, those things give you a hard crash and you become addicted to them. So anyway, this can be a good way of gaining dopamine and oxytocin, where you can have an elevated mood, where you're happier, healthier, where you're more patient with others. It can be hugely beneficial. Another thing is you get definitely more energy and alertness, which helps me to be able to focus if I'm going to be on a sales call or if I'm going to be doing a podcast like this. Another benefit, a huge benefit, is simply as you lower your core body temperature, your body says, that's too low. And so what does your body do? Your body needs to start to burn more calories to build up your heat to get it back to where the baseline is, 98.6 degrees, I think it is. So if you want to get your body back to 98.6 and you just spent a few minutes in an ice bath, for example, and you've lowered your core temp, you're going to burn a ton of calories just to get back to baseline. And so you're able to burn calories, and eventually, because you're burning calories, obviously, you burn fat. The more calories that go out, the more likely that you will burn fat. Additionally, you convert some of that blubbery, gross fat that we all have. I exercise all the time and I still got a little bit of that. But you convert some of that blubbery, gross looking fat and it turns it into something called adipose tissue, aka brown fat. Brown fat isn't like regular fat. This adipose tissue helps you stay warmer. It helps you to be able to improve the amount of how quickly that you can burn calories later. It helps you to be able to stay warmer when you're outside in the cold. So when you get that more adipose tissue, it's not a blubbery gross fat. It's a healthy brown fat. And additionally, you will reduce inflammation. So you can recover from workouts faster. You can recover from sicknesses, workouts, bruises, sore muscles, etc. That can help you to be able to support that. So the muscle recovery, it also allows you to help you with your cardiovascular system. Basically, it restricts the blood flow for a little while because your blood vessels, the opposite of dilate, they constrict. Your blood vessels get thinner, smaller, and you still need to pump blood. And so as you allow yourself to warm up slowly after you get out, as it warms you up, then your blood vessels get more healthy. Meaning if you usually have cold feet or cold hands, you're going to, after a number of these ice baths, you're going to be able to keep your fingers warm as well. And finally, unless I already said this, it can improve sleep. And when I say it improves sleep, for me personally, I've always had a struggle to be able to sleep well. People would definitely call me an insomniac. I'm used to being able to barely go to sleep at like 3 or 4. And over the last few years, I've been doing everything I could to improve on my sleep. One thing that I noticed is several hours after you take an ice bath, you may not feel like necessarily sleepy or tired. It's hard to explain, but you feel like you would be able to sleep well, if that makes any sense. So if you do an ice bath and you wait several hours, you get to this place where you're like, man, if I laid down, I would be able to sleep right now. And that helps me at the end of the night to be able to go straight to bed, straight to sleep, and not have to take all of the prescription medicine, the prescription sleep aids that I used to take. So there's a lot of benefits to cold exposure. A couple of my favorite, just to reiterate these two, is that I feel more focused and energetic for accomplishing the other things in my life because I've practiced doing something very difficult and it allows me to be able to do other things and be like, this is no big deal. This isn't anywhere near as hard as jumping in the ice. It's not as scary. I'm just going to accomplish this right now. One big helpful tip for you, if you are going to do cold exposure, I'm going to say we've already mentioned lots of different ways of experiencing cold exposure, but I'm just going to focus on the ice bath because that's a very common, easy way to do it. One thing that I'll say that helps you to be able to get through it, because my brother was doing ice baths for the last 2 years. I also have another friend who's a coach, and I hired him to help me get down to six-pack lean. And there's also one other friend of mine who was a best friend growing up in middle school and high school. And these three people, they had a really, really, really hard time with just the first 30 seconds of the ice bath so that they would just jump right out. They would just get out of the bath. They would freak out. They would stress out. They weren't going very far. Well, this last weekend, while I was in Utah, I coached a different friend of mine who hadn't done an ice bath for like 8 years. And when I came home, I coached my oldest son to do an ice bath. In both cases, we were able to get my brother, my old best friend, Dave, my new really close friend, Tate, and my son, Johnny. We were able to get these four people to do an ice bath for much longer than 30 seconds. In fact, for all of them, at a minimum, they were able to do a 3-minute ice bath. And the thing that helped them to go from 30-ish seconds of freaking out to being able to do 3 minutes was simply this. Well, a couple of things. I want you to understand, first and foremost, that you are literally not your body. And if you go deeper into it, I've read several books on this, you're also not your brain. And now that is going to sound strange to a couple of you and to a couple of others of you listening. You're going to be like, oh yeah, well, I knew that. I'm a spiritual person. I knew that I was a spiritual being or whatever. We are not even our brain. How you recognize that is sometimes you can be disgusted by what your brain thinks because you're observing your body and you're observing your brain. So you are more of this spiritual being that is a separate, technically a separate entity from even your thoughts. Your thoughts don't really define you. Your thoughts are human thoughts and you have really like a spiritual being. I know I'm not trying to make you turn this off and be like, oh, this is crazy. This is crazy talk. But literally, think of it like this. You are this person, you are this being that observes your body and you observe your thoughts, your brain, what your brain is doing, what your brain is thinking. And as we do that, as we focus on that, we can understand that you are a more of a higher power. And what I'm saying is, when you get in the ice bath, don't really think too much about like, this is happening to me. I need to get out. This is bad for me. Fight or flight response. I'm going to jump out and only last 30 seconds. Instead, if you recognize that you are above all of that, you are a separate entity from your body and even your brain, then it's going to allow you to be able to go a little bit further. Secondarily, you want to understand that this is not a danger. It took me a long time. I would get into an ice bath and I would about to lean back and get my back and my chest and my shoulders in the cold, cold, cold water. And my brain would tell me, this is not good for you. This is scary. Fight or flight. You should run. Get out of here. This is uncomfortable. Well, we're practicing to be in uncomfortable because we get the growth when we're uncomfortable. So my brain would be like, no, this isn't comfortable. You shouldn't do this. This is scary. This is going to hurt. This is going to be shocking. Well, yeah, the shock is what introduces the cold shock proteins to clean our liver, for example, of the fatty tissue. And I always get in and I say, number one, I am not my body. Number two, I say, this is good for me. This benefits my body. And number three is the way that I breathe. So the big focus is you're going to get in there and you're going to, most of us are going to hyperventilate. Most of us are going to freak out. Even I sometimes freak out, even if it's for the first few seconds. As the sooner that you can get to a place where you can breathe out slowly, the earlier on in jumping into the ice bath, it doesn't matter how fast you breathe in because you're shocked. That's okay. It doesn't matter how fast you breathe in or how long you hold your breath in. The thing that makes the biggest difference, and I've been able to control this slowly and teach other people to train and practice this as well, is to breathe out really, really, really slowly. So think about breathing out for like 5, 10, 15 seconds. So it goes like this. You might freak out and you might go, and then you got to remember, I got to breathe out slow. And so you go, and then you can breathe in and you breathe out really, really slow. So that will help you to get over that problem where when you're in fight or flight mode, you are hyperventilating and it gives you more stress. When you breathe out slow, you are tricking your body to not be stressed, which allows you to be able to stay in the ice bath longer. And now you'll be able to do it for 3 minutes or more. The science will say, if you want the most benefit from your ice baths, you will try to do them daily and a minimum of 12 minutes a week where you are exposed to uncomfortable cold. A minimum of 12 minutes per week where you are exposed to cold that's so cold that you feel uncomfortable. That might be 60 degrees to you. That might be 33 degrees to you. That might be cryotherapy. Whatever makes you feel uncomfortable, if you could endure that for 12 minutes a week, you'll get a huge benefit. So that could be a 1.5 minute cold shower 7 days a week. I think that adds up to around 12 minutes. That could be a 3 minute ice bath 4 days a week or more. That could add up to 12 minutes or more. And that's where you'll get the huge benefit. So although this episode was a little unique, not only about podcasting, but more about something that can benefit you as a human and as a podcast host and as a business owner, I hope you got value. I'm going to see you on the next episode.
You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free, or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.